This is your weekly update from KBIA's Faith and Values Desk. I'm Kelly Catraba. This week, we learn about a religion that was founded in Vietnam less than 100 years ago. It's called Cao Dai, and those who practice it see it as one religion to unify all the rest. Dignitaries of Cao Dai came to Colombia earlier this week to do a presentation on the religion. I sat down with one of them to learn more.
My name is Can Tran.
Tran and the other visitors came to spread the word about Cao Dai, but not in the way you might think.
Not to proselytize, and because in our religion, you know, forbids the proselytizing.
In other words, they weren't trying to persuade anyone to convert.
You don't go and say, oh, please come here, you know, come to our religion, become member, thing like that. No, it's come from the heart.
Instead, they were looking for prospective researchers.
Let them know that we have a new religion, something different. Yeah, go and do research.
There's not much existing research on the religion, and the little that does exist is in Vietnamese, not in English. The religion started in Vietnam. It was sparked by a vision one man had in 1921, and in 1926 it was founded. It's based on Vietnam's three main religions.
Buddhism, Taoism, and Confucianism.
Even though Cao Dai is rooted in those three, Tran says it unifies all religions with the belief that there is one God. He was just revealed differently in different places because there wasn't enough global communication for unity.
Is that why God, you know, sent a prophet to the West, sent prophet to the East, sent prophet everywhere?
But times have changed.
Now we have communication, and God would like to create something new.
The main Cao Dai place of worship is a temple in Vietnam. It's called the Holy See. There are also a few temples in the United States. But those who practice Cao Dai can also go to a house of worship of any other religion.
I can go to a Buddhist temple, I can go to a Catholic church, I can go to the mosque.
Speaking of the Catholic Church, Cao Dai uses Catholic terminology to explain its hierarchy. Priests, bishops, cardinals, even a pope. It's partially for practical reasons.
In the Vietnamese term, it's hard to explain it.
It's also a message from God.
The message we receive it, okay, use the, when you translate it, use this terminology, use the Catholic's hierarchy.
Even though Cao Dai unifies other religions, it doesn't necessarily use their holy books or prayers. It has its own prayers and holy book, the divine message. Tran says those came straight from God, just like everything else in Cao Dai. And every symbol, every element has a purpose.
Why this color? Why a dragon? Why a phoenix?
Tran invited me to visit Vietnam someday and see the Holy See for myself. Someday, I just might have to. But for now, this concludes your weekly update from KBIA's Faith and Values Desk. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.